Hello.
Hey, Carrie. Sorry about that. Yeah, it looks like this. Yeah, for some reason, when it's kind of past an hour, our phone system kind of cuts us out there. So I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we'll put you in for 1 o'clock. And really nice, really smart. Again, they don't expect you to know about analytics and zip codes. You just let us know what areas, what ads you want to run, and then we'll make sure to cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Excellent.
This is me just realizing that, I guess I got to do some advertising. I got to get some stuff set up this year because I'll be coming back next spring with no jobs, and I'll be having to get things figured out. So this will give us a little bit of a head start, too, and then with you guys.
100%.
I'm hoping that you guys are all professional, and I can kind of get me caught up and where I need to be here throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. For sure. More than a head start. That's kind of the nice thing about working with us. It's meant to kind of get you results faster. But we have specialists trained. They know exactly what converts as far as ads. So no doubt you're definitely going to like the service. And then you're also going to have a security question also, Carrie. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a certain division or department that you want to call in and make a change. We're always going to ask a security question just to make sure they have, that you allow access for them to call in and make that change. But as far as the security question options, we do have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your campaign?
Let's just call it my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was the mother's maiden name?
Hanson.
Hanson. H-A-N-S-O-N.
It's either O-N or E-N, I'm thinking. Let's just go with the O-N, I guess, that way.
Yes, sir. Yep, no problem. So, and if you ever have anybody call, maybe they want to make a change, maybe you're like, hey, call them, change the ads for Veterans Day or switch over a photo, just make sure they know the answer, and that way we could give them authorized change or the adjustment to make that change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And then, one thing I also want to make sure that you're getting is our welcome text and our welcome email. Usually the text, it always kind of lands and pings in the fastest, but it'll just say local splash, click on the link to see the price.
Yeah, I think I was looking at something like that a little earlier. Let me just see if...
And then there's another one that says, thank you for choosing local splash. We sent everything in writing to your email.
Okay. Let's see. I see the thing on proven success, our process, Google Ads partner, CEO.
Okay, yeah, that's the price page. Let me send over. Hold on, give me one second. I'm gonna send over a brand new one. And for some reason, I didn't see that it was kind of. And just to make sure, it's 608-314-3200, right?
Right. Yeah. That's
awesome.
Kind of our vanity number kind of thing, so it's easy to remember.
Nice. Awesome. So you probably hear it come in right here in a couple of seconds. But, as soon as you can, check that out. It just outlines everything we're including, our pricing. There's a terms and conditions link, and it just says click here to view the terms. Mm-hmm. And you'll get it via email.
Okay.
And, other than that, I mean, you're all squared away. Just be responsive here tomorrow between 1 and 2. It'll be me and the technician that's going to call you so we can kind of get everything squared away with that client interview and get everything programmed, okay?
All right. Perfect.
Awesome. And you don't need to be in front of a computer or anything like that. Just make sure that you just answer the phone calls because, I mentioned it's important, to kind of be there, kind of let us know what you want to be programmed for as well, okay?
Yeah. Because I think I have my cell number that I actually have the phones forwarded from the office to my cell. Because, the office is down in the lower level of the basement, and then the phone rings into the office, and then...
I see.
Did
you want to put your cell phone as like a secondary line of contact just in case we need to contact you, or just want to leave it with the office?
Well, yeah, for secondary, you can always use my cell phone if you want.
Sure. Yeah, what's your cell phone number?
608-921-1193.
1193. Okay, so 608-921-1193.
Yeah, 921-1193, right.
Excellent. Let me go ahead and plug that in. And, yeah, we'll use that just in case we need to contact you. So during the client interview, would you want us just to call your cell? I take it you're probably going to be in front of your cell, right?
My office is forwarded to my cell phone, so however it happens,
it'll
be done to my cell. So.
Oh, that's
this
perfect.
Time of year, yeah, I don't have no secretary. Otherwise, I wouldn't answer a lot of these calls. I get a lot of solicitation calls, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I'm the secretary. I left it up to her to minimize that traffic. So, for me, at least.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, no worries. And, we're here to help you. Let us know if you need anything. I just sent over the welcome emails to your cell. So, check that out.
Okay.
And then, welcome to Local Splash. If you ever need anything, feel free to call us, but we'll call you here tomorrow between 1 and 2 so we can kind of get everything done with the programming, okay?
All right, perfect.
Welcome
to the
team.
Appreciate your help.
You got it. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
You
we'll talk
too.
Soon.
Yep. 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 Bye.